Yes, I believe. Yeah. Yes. To another institution. Yeah. That's right.
Can you go back to the second slide?
Number two? Oh.
I think so. Maybe number five. Yep, maybe five. I guess it was an earlier slide, but you had indicated that,
The campus programs?
The low sending counties. There was some discussion yesterday about whether every high school was providing, whether every high school in the state was providing the selection of courses, making them available to local students that would allow those students even to qualify for admissions, particularly in Urbana. And that there are some, my takeaway from that was that there were some school districts that could not afford to provide the range of courses that would make those students eligible to even come to Urbana. Is that true?
I don't know for sure, but I believe it is. Maybe, perhaps, Dr. Marshall, do you want to comment on this?
But are there districts that have high schools that don't offer courses that would be a prerequisite for coming to Urbana? So I guess what I'm saying is, are there entire high schools that will never be able to bring people to Urbana from?
That's part of the admissions process. Where a student is at that kind of
Is it a disadvantage or is it a career killer right there? I mean,
I think it depends.
I'm not sure I understand.
I think it depends on the field. I think, you know, if we're looking at engineering admission, certainly these students would have a very difficult time getting in. It's something we need to look into. You should know that there are some counties, there are some high schools that we hardly get any applications from.
Are there some schools in Illinois that are not accredited? I mean, that would be a starting point.
Yeah.
I know in St. Louis there are some schools that are unaccredited.
Yeah, Ed and I are probably both familiar with a lot of downstate schools that do not offer the courses that would be required. And I think that's one of the reasons you're seeing such a push for school consolidation. And in some areas, it's becoming more successful as parents and students realize what a disadvantage they're involved in by not having the courses they need. It'd be interesting to see how many, but
I'd like to understand how many counties are prevented from sending students to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign simply because they don't.
I think we can find that.
You think we can find that?
I'll work on that. Even more than counties, I think.
School districts or whatever.
Yeah, the school districts would be. I'll be glad to look into that. I think we can get that.
Okay.
Good question.
Well, thank you, Christoph. That was very impressive in terms of the range of data that you presented and the clarity with which you presented it. So thank you. I'm glad that you've figured out. I mean, to be able to bring in the students that we want is a great accomplishment. How we fund that long term is something that, you know, you can burden us with, and Walt and Orr will figure it out.
Okay. I will for sure. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, Wal, I think we may turn it over to you and to David Merriman. Is that right?
Dr. Merriman's up first.
Okay. Do you all want to continue to push through? Yes.
Thanks again. Pleasure to be here.
I'm going to talk about the usual.